Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives voted in favor of a resolution to hold former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows in contempt of Congress for not testifying to the mostly partisan January 6th Commission. Out of 430 votes, the measure cleared the House by 14 votes, amplifying the partisan view from lawmakers. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on the House floor.
Democrats prevent Republicans from serving on the Select Committee. Democrats kick Republicans off standing committees. Democrats try to make D.C. a state. Democrats try to end the filibuster. They try to pack the court. They do secret impeachment hearings in the bunker in the basement of the Capitol. And they just said a naval veteran is afraid of the truth. And now today, they are destroying executive privilege.
Congress passed a measure raising the government's borrowing limit by $2.5 trillion Tuesday. The Senate voted 50-49 to approve the legislation in the afternoon, and the House later passed it 221-209. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
A U.S. judge yesterday dismissed a bid by President Trump to keep his tax returns from a House of Representatives committee, ruling that Congress' legislative interests outweighed any deference Trump should receive as a former president. Trump-appointed U.S. District Judge Trevor McFadden said in his ruling that Trump was wrong on the law in seeking to block the House Ways and Means Committee from obtaining his tax returns. Grocery manufacturer Kroger will be hitting their non-union, unvaxxed employees in the wallet.
Kroger is eliminating some COVID-19 benefits for unvaccinated employees beginning next year. This comes as the grocery store chain is pushing to get more workers vaccinated as concerns over the Omicron variant rise. Kroger will stop providing unpaid COVID leave for unvaccinated employees and will set a $50 a month surcharge to non-union salary workers who haven't received the shots. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back in 2017, when the GOP was trying to push a bill through Capitol Hill, Democrats Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer praised the CBO as being a fair and objective accounting of actual costs to incorporate a proposal. Now, the same lawmakers are slamming the CBO when they report the cost of President Biden's massive social spending bill that would keep inflation in full form. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News weighs in on the BBB and the CBO score.
If you spend that much money over 10 years the way the bill is constructed, the deficit goes from $360 billion to $3 trillion. So it's a lie. So what she said about me is a lie. The bill that's on the floor is a lie. The bill on the floor is set up to cost $1.75 trillion based on a lie. It's a lie that these programs will go away. If you tell the truth about the bill, like CBO did, is $5 trillion. Not 1.75, is $3 trillion in deficit, not $360 billion over 10 years. I don't know what Joe Manchin's going to do. The biggest game in town right now, Sean, is what will Joe Manchin do? I can tell you what he said. He said he would not vote for a bill that was part of a shell game full of budget gimmicks. The CBO said this is a budget gimmick bill. He said he would not vote for a bill that added to the deficit. This bill adds $3 trillion to the deficit. He said he wouldn't vote for a bill that made inflation worse. this bill will pour gasoline on the inflation fire. Using his own words, he should vote against this bill.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, one step at a time, one policy at a time, one heart at a time. Hey, thank you for joining in. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Rick Manning is going to be with us in just a moment, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Got a lot to review with him as we were going to talk about the hits and misses of 2021. But before we do that, I want to address a couple of other things that Rick brought out. But first of all, let's bring Rick out of the green room and up here on stage. Hey, Rick Manning, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. I've been looking forward to our conversation, not only looking back on 2021, the hits and misses, but last week, very good week for America. I noted that, and we should celebrate, the positive things that you noted in your recent release about first starting off with Biden's radical banking nominee. This is something about the truth. It can be quite liberating, can it?
Yeah, it really can. You know, he put a nominee up who, before the Senate, who was raised in Russia, went to the Moscow University, not in Idaho, but in Moscow, and a year ago wrote about how she wanted to end private banking, your private banking deposits, and let the Federal Reserve know how much money you should be able to get. And fully embrace the idea of just stealing your money. So, and she was going to be the comptroller of the currency. The Senate wisely, some of the Democrats wisely said, we're not going to confirm this person. And so the nomination was withdrawn. And it was dodged a real bullet because what people don't realize, while the comptroller of the currency, signs the dollar bills and stuff, they actually are one of the top regulators of the banking industry. And when she says she wants to take away your bank deposits,
yes,
she actually has regulatory power to try to do that. And it's as insane as it may seem, that's the person that Joe Biden put up, and that's the person the Senate rejected, which was a good day for America.
Well, you see, think about that for just a moment. The president of the United States, okay, he nominates this individual with her radical beliefs, and he wants to bring her into the inner sanctum of government. I mean, this America, you got to wake up to this reality. I mean, this wasn't just, hey, some poor HR review here, and he got some bad information, and that's why he nominated Sally Amorova. I mean, this is quite indicative of and consistent with Biden's policies, which has been, from day one, anti-American, isn't it, Rick? I mean, you got to call it for what it is.
That is exactly what it is. And, understand, a lot of times people will write something when they're in college, right, as a master's thesis or something, or as an undergraduate paper. And, somebody will dredge it up and they'll find it and they'll say something that's a little kooky because you're in college. And maybe you're kissing up to the professor.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is this, she was coming up with this idea and proposing this idea a year ago. You know, this isn't a whim of a college student who has discovered a reality and that none of this makes any sense. No, it was somebody who believes this firmly in their heart. The most amazing part about it, Bill, was it took a long time to get her to go away. And it took a long time to convince Democrats that they couldn't vote for her. So it was a, you know, which should have been a 90, you know, 100 to nothing, maybe Bernie Sanders being on her side, was actually split about four or five Democrats off. And that was the, tell point where she had to go. But it should have been.
Look what happened, Rick. Without a doubt, point one, he should never been nominated. Point two was the media was slow on the uptake here, right? I mean, they weren't, you know, so again, true to their ideology, they continue to carry the water for the Democratic Party. But again, this is where the truth can be quite liberating, and the powers to be and the lever pullers could not, you know, keep this under wraps any longer. It had to be exposed for what it was, and thank God that she made the right choice and exited stage left to maybe enter from stage right somewhere down the road, because you know progressives and individuals of this type of ideology, like you said, this is not anything that was back in college. This is just a year ago. It's unrelenting. I mean, it's not going away. It is there as a constant. We're going to have to continue to be vigilant and work against this kind of invasion.
And the fact that she was viewed as a legitimate person to be comptroller of the currency tells you that there are no breaks on how far left you can be. And it's in this administration. And once again, that's why, you know, people like Americans for Limited Government and Tea Party Patriots and others are so important, because it's not Congress that shines a light on these things. It's typically groups like ours that shine lights on them. Yes. And that's and then Congress reacts, because remember, politicians follow. That the people lead. If the people don't have the information to lead, then politicians do whatever they're sort of stuck in a morass. They don't know how to get out.
Right.
And so unless we're leading, they aren't able to have the power to get things done. And this is where people matter. And this is just an example where the people won.
Yeah, this is why we the people is so significant. The next one, majority of Senate Republicans stand strong against the vax mandates. Hoo-ah.
We're in an interesting convergence right now, and it is positive, although we haven't won yet. We still are probably 19 senators away from actually stopping the vax mandate. But over the last couple of months, more and more senators are saying the vax mandates are insane. We've got to stop them. We probably are around 22, 23 Republican senators who are now saying that they would shut down the government to stop the vax mandates. We did have 52 senators, two Democrats, Tester and Manchin, joining 50 Republicans, trying to rescind the Biden regulation, the OSHA regulation, that is the vax mandate regulation. Unfortunately, the process requires, even if you pass it in the House, the process requires the president to sign it. Don't think the president's signing that. So consequently, it's more of a stepping stone rather than a conclusive thing. Mm-hmm. But we're moving the ball fast. And we have a vote in February that is going to determine whether the vax mandates are going to be funded. We didn't win the vote this last time, but we're moving the ball. We're moving it fast. And the vax mandates are so insane. And the people are so enraged that this is another example where the people will lead. And it's why we have our vax mandate campaign that anybody can go to on getliberty.org and click on vax mandates and contact your senators and tell them no one vax mandates. This is a fight we just have to fight every single day, because we're going to grind these senators down and we're going to get them to stand up and understand that if they fund the government with vax mandates, they own the vax mandates, and their people, whether they've got a Republican behind their, an R behind their name or a D behind their name, will not care. They cannot vote for people who would infringe on their liberties this way, and the Republicans have to understand that. They have to understand that. The only way they're going to understand it is when the people who listen to the station tell them. And that's where we have the engagement on the website at GetLiberty.org.
Well, check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Activated, get involved. Your representative needs to hear from you. America needs to hear from you. More from Rick Manning after this.
Cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. One of the most moving illustrations of the impact of the Tide Ministry has been by award-winning singer and songwriter Frances Droth. A dear friend of our ministry, Frances has shared the stage with other well-known women such as Carol Kent, Ruth Graham, and Kay Arthur. Her powerful song, She Was Born in Africa, written specifically for the Tide Ministry and accompanying video, can be found at thetide.org. The video images of beautiful African people reveal the need for God's Word and how the Tide Ministry can help tell them about Jesus through our radio broadcasts. One of my favorite lines Frances sings is, "There's a tide rolling in and there is healing for the nations in the wake of God's love." To watch the video and learn how you can pray for people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Nineteen minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Rick Manning continues with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, one of the final points that you touched on recently was, regarding Joe Biden and, whether it's Manchin, Sinema, others, on the Democratic side, they're real uncomfortable. comfortable. And, of course, we saw that soundbite last night, that recent soundbite of President Biden speaking to his donor base, you know, almost sounding like Baghdad Al. You know, boy, I want those Republicans to know, you know, get ready. You know, we're coming. You know, we're going to win. And, you know, he says this with no evidence and polling numbers plummeting.
Yeah, he also said that it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes.
Exactly.
Which, you know, pretty telling given how he won in 2020. But yeah, the you know, the president has, I think that one of the big stories of 2020, that the 2021, if the president, if the media was honest, would be the decline of the president's capacities. That's, I think, the big miss story, because the truth is, you know, they're hiding him every single day. He's got like two things on his agenda. I don't know, I don't know how you can be president and only do two things a day. Okay. Right. I just don't know. Now, the fact that everything he would do would be bad, it's actually a blessing for the country that he can only do two things.
But
the fact of the matter is, I never thought, you know, I guess in the 1800s you could have a part-time president, but I never thought in the 21st century you could have a part-time president.
In this information age, you're too exposed, and that's the big problem. It really increases the vulnerability of our national security here in America. I mean, our enemies are taking full advantage, whether it's Iran, Russia, China, of course, continues to move forward aggressively. And, you know, it's just, you know, with all that's going on the border of Ukraine, you know, and of course, we went through Afghanistan, which I don't know how long down the road it's going to take for us to, you know, get over that. Maybe like any other experience, is that, you know, a solid victory and a solid win and a demonstration of strength and power can, you know, erase or at least mollify the pain of the Afghanistan exit experience somewhere down the road. But right now, I mean, we still carry that gorilla on our back, and it's not good.
No, it is. In fact, it's probably the top miss for 2021 under Biden was the destruction of America's prestige around the world, which was exemplified by the planned withdrawal from Afghanistan. That people want to say it's botched. It wasn't botched. It's what they planned to do, which demonstrated that America couldn't be trusted as an ally. And if you were in country and you were supportive of America, you were, in fact, vulnerable, because when America decided they were going to abandon you, we weren't going to pay our dues. We weren't going to pay the debt that we owe those people by protecting them and bringing them to America in an orderly way. No, we basically left people to fend for themselves, and it was a shameful day, shameful set of days in America, not to mention the loss of American lives. Just shameful.
Well, without a doubt, and the people of Afghanistan and the world can thank, you know, China for their interruption into our election, their invasion, along with Putin, Iran, others, corporate America, these sellouts of American strength and backbone. And they have given us, they've given us the Democratic Party to lead the way. And here they are. They're leading us off the cliff. I mean, you know, at every turn, another miss is what happened with the economy. I mean, we were coming out nicely. And you can thank Donald Trump. Donald Trump had set this up. It was in motion. The infrastructure was there for us to be able to get out of the negative winds of COVID and be able to move forward. And Joe Biden has been the beneficiary of it, but he acts like he's the creator of it, and he's far from it. I mean, if anything, he's decreating and deconstructing. He's not constructing in his idea of a build better plan. What a bunch of crock that is.
It truly is. And, you know, what Joe Biden would say, and his supporters would say, was that the employment numbers are really the, you know, his to claim. And the reality is, his policies were the ones that were keeping people on the sidelines. His policies of paying people not to work when there were plenty of jobs available are the ones that kept him on the sidelines. We know that because since those policies were ended, first in GOP governors, states run by GOP governors, and then finally expired by the federal government, since that happened, there's 3.5 million people have come back and become employed. And Joe Biden's going to say, gee, we employed 3.5 million people, and it's amazing. It's most ever. And that will be true. The problem is it was his policies that made them stay unemployed for as long as they did. And inflation is the biggest miss of all because you look at it and, you know, every single American has a 6.8% tax on their money because it's worth 6.8% less.
Less, exactly.
Year to year. And so basically raise taxes on every single American by 6.8% to pay for the spending. And his answer on everything is, let's regulate the industries that produce stuff, which creates more inflation, and let's spend more money and put more helicopter money into the system, which creates more dollars chasing fewer goods, which creates inflation. So everything he wants to do as an answer is inflationary. And the fact is, the best thing that happened in America is Joe Biden just not get anything done on the economy for the next year, and that and the whole situation will kind of work itself out.
Yeah, and then we'll just have to deal with executive orders like we did with Obama. The other thing, too, again, to reinforce here, Rick, what you just stated, is these Republican governors have saved his bacon. I mean, it's ironic that the things that he celebrates and takes credit for are the things that Republican governors have given him, right?
Unemployment rate in the top 10 lowest states of unemployment are all run by Republican governors. The bottom 10 states with the highest unemployment, all run by Democrat governors. Draw your own conclusions.
Exactly. And his answer, solution in dealing with COVID, which, you know, he told the American people during the campaign that he was going to be the answer for COVID. And he has fallen greatly short, and he doesn't. There's no room for humility in Joe Biden to even admit that he didn't know what he was talking about. Maybe he wouldn't go that far, but he might come up with some other plausible, you know, rationale for why we are where we are right now, and find a way to, experience some reason.
Well, if they actually followed the science, you know, what they always say they want to do, if they'd actually followed science, we would be pressing treatment protocols throughout the country. We have things to treat and to do treat COVID. We wouldn't be talking about vaccine mandates. We might say have vaccines available for those who wanted them, but they're not vaccines in the truest sense. They're just, they may be prophylactic treatments for some. But for people who don't feel comfortable with it, wouldn't be forcing it.
You don't have to force
people to eat ice cream, okay?
Right.
You don't have to force people to eat ice cream. And so it's the fact that I'm going to force you to do it tells you that a lot of people have a sneaking suspicion they don't like good for them. But the bottom line with this, if this president was honest on this, we would be pushing treatments. The fact that Governor Ron DeSantis has been pushing treatments in Florida, and we've seen the death rate go down in Florida dramatically, we've seen, and people, when they get sick, have access to monoclonal antibody therapies in places all over the state, and they're told to go and get it done immediately.
Exactly.
That's a treatment answer. That's a solution. That's so we can live with COVID, because this virus isn't going away. We have to figure out how to live with it. And the only way you live with it is through treatment. And this president has swung and missed three times, three strikes and is out on it. And because all he can think of is command and control from the federal government, rather than using the things we know work as a means to stop this disease from having the death rate that it otherwise has.
Well, this is what happens when you politicize everything, and this is why people are bailing out and want nothing to do with politics, and you can't blame them. Rick Manning, as always, appreciate the time. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas.
Rock. Or classic rock. R&B. Hip-hop. Or house. Country. Techno. Or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives voted in favor of a resolution to hold former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows in contempt of Congress for not testifying to the mostly partisan January 6th Commission. Out of 430 votes, the measure cleared the House by 14 votes, amplifying the partisan view from lawmakers. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on the House floor.
Democrats prevent Republicans from serving on the Select Committee. Democrats kick Republicans off standing committees. Democrats try to make D.C. a state. Democrats try to end the filibuster. They try to pack the court. They do secret impeachment hearings in the bunker in the basement of the Capitol. And they just said a naval veteran is afraid of the truth. And now today, they are destroying executive privilege.
Congress passed a measure raising the government's borrowing limit by $2.5 trillion Tuesday. The Senate voted 50-49 to approve the legislation in the afternoon, and the House later passed it 221-209. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25-50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Just like that, we're back with you. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there, all this great information. And, all the wonderful guests that we've been able to bring on this radio show that, allows us an opportunity to get in depth on these things that you need to know about and the things that you're talking about to make sure that you're very well informed. With us right now is the Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund political director, the one and only Bill Pasco, joins us. Hey, Bill, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You all ready for Christmas and everything?
Well, I'm getting there. I wish the Congress would get there. It seems like Senator Schumer, the majority leader in the Senate, just doesn't want to leave town. He's fallen in love with Washington. That must be it. He doesn't like New York anymore. He doesn't want to go home. He just wants to stay here. And, of course, you know the old saying, no man's life, liberty, or property is safe while the legislature's in session. So I wish he would just roll up and go back to New York for the holidays.
Well, but he loves those D.C. Beltway cocktail parties, and especially during Christmas. I mean, come on. I mean, don't deprive the man. I mean, he's the leader of the Senate, for goodness sakes. And he's just been doing just such an outstanding job on behalf of the people, hasn't he?
An outstanding job. Here's what we can say is good about the Senate. You know what they haven't done that saved us all a lot of money is he hasn't passed the Build Back Bolshevik bill yet.
Yeah. Yes.
He's trying desperately to get that thing passed before next week. I heard, what's today, Wednesday morning, I heard that on Monday evening he was telling legislative directors, not just their bosses, not his colleagues, his fellow senators, but actually their staff members, their legislative directors were being told that they should plan to stick around through the end of next week. He's going to run right up against Christmas Eve, trying to pass the Build Back Socialist Act.
Bill, and the problem is that the longer it takes, the more exposed it becomes. And you've got Joe Manchin, you know, who just wanted to do the responsible thing to say, okay, what are we voting on here? Let's look at the details. Oh, don't worry, you know, Schumer wanted to channel his Nancy Pelosi and saying, oh, look, we got to pass it. We'll find out what's in it. Well, Manchin's not that stupid, thank God, and wants to check it out. And of course, the Democrats love the CBO and said, let's do a full reading on this. You know, you guys have been going down to Miss Chloe down at the corner of Philadelphia Avenue out there, and we need to get it away from the mind readers and the spiritists, and let's get a real reading of what this Build Back boondoggle is all about. Well, to their chagrin, here it is. The CBO says that really looks more like maybe a $5 trillion boondoggle. Well, whoa, let's slam on the brakes. And then all the other, Democrats had to really do some soul searching because they jumped onto it because it's a partisan deal. And, oh, yay, for the Democrat Party, one and for all, And then realized, they're going to have some serious explaining to do in light of inflation and everything else that they've been doing, this thing is not going to pass muster. I don't know. Do you think, you said yet, do you think this thing's going to pass?
Okay, here's the thing. On the one hand, I'm going to give you the pros and cons of the analysis. Here's the reasons to think it won't pass. It won't pass because, A, it hasn't passed yet. They haven't been able to bring it to the floor yet because they know they don't have Joe Manchin today. If Joe Manchin were called upon to vote for this bill today, I don't think there's any way he could do it because of what you just pointed out. Friday, we got this new number from the Congressional Budget Office where Lindsey Graham, the ranking member, the senior Republican on the Senate Budget Committee, had requested that the CBO do a study of everything that's in the bill, pretend that we spend all that money for 10 full years. Because what they've done, the way they shrank the bill, remember Manchin said there was no way he was going to vote for a $3.5 trillion bill, maybe right. Half of that. So they came back and they said, okay, well, we'll create all these new programs. We've got 17 new programs created in this bill. We'll only fund them for 1 year or 2 year or 3 years rather than the 10 years that we normally project out. And so they've got a fake cost number there. He said, well, what happens if you actually, once you establish these programs, if you actually pay for them for the next 10 years? And CBO said, oh, we could do that. And they came back, they did the analysis, and they said it comes out to what you said, $5 trillion, not 1.7, $5 trillion. And it won't add $365 billion to the deficit. It'll add $3 trillion to the deficit over 10 years. Well, he looks at that and says, no way. Okay, so that's the indication there's no way this thing passes. Here's the bad news. I could just as easily argue Joe Manchin talks a good game, but has he ever been the 51st vote for anything of importance? Has he ever been the guy who's actually cast the vote against the Democratic Party's interests? I can't remember a time that that's happened. He's happy to be the 52nd vote. He's happy to be the 53rd vote. Mm-hmm. But I can't think of a time that he has been the one Democrat lined up. Even on the vote last week, we saw on the Mike Braun Congressional Review Act resolution of disapproval against the vaccine mandate against private employers. He found another Democrat to vote with him. So they wouldn't be able to say it was just Joe Manchin who crossed party lines. Now you got John Tester from Montana to go with him and vote with all the Republicans. So that vote was 52-48. I just don't know. Here's what I do know. I know that if you live in West Virginia, or if you got a friend in West Virginia, or if you've ever been to West Virginia, drop a line, drop a card, make a phone call, let Senator Manchin know that you're counting on him to defeat inflation. And the first thing you do to defeat inflation is you don't spend another $5 trillion that we don't have.
Yeah. Well, and he seems to be talking that game pretty sincerely. And even when he was asked about, the suggestion that he may be getting closer to Joe Biden, he kind of laughed in such a way to really let the reporter know that they're not even in the zip code here. And I don't know. how Biden, I mean, he's already done some trickery here and fuzzy math exercising in order to try to work this with Manchin. I think Manchin's a bit insulted that they tried to play it this way, because he seems to really be standing on some ground of integrity, and hopefully he can maintain that. Some think that the reason he's doing this is because maybe he has some ambitions down the road to run for president. I don't know.
I don't know about that, but you're right. And remember, this administration's conflict with Manchin goes all the way back to the very beginning. You remember during the consideration of that first coronavirus relief bill, $1.9 trillion back in the spring, they sent Vice President Harris into West Virginia to do a television interview on the biggest TV station in the state without telling him. In that interview, she put pressure on Manchin to get with the program and come on along with all the other Democrats and vote for another almost $2 trillion in spending. And he did not like that. He basically called her out on it and said, you know, that's just not done. It was rude. So they've been going after him since the very beginning. I don't think he appreciates it. I think you're absolutely right when he was asked by the reporter, are you getting closer? Is Joe Biden getting closer to your thinking? He said, no, that's not what's happening. We now have the readout of the conversation they had on Monday, and they apparently had another conversation yesterday. And we understand that President Biden is holding firm, says, no, I want to do all these programs, and you need to get on board. He's not bending towards.
Yeah, you can't make the math work here. I mean, it's untenable. So we'll see how this plays out. I mean, it's a serious game of chicken, and we're putting our hopes in Joe Manchin. Before we go, we got less than a minute left here, Bill. What about this latest on the January 6th, this commission and holding Meadows in contempt? What are you hearing?
We're criminalizing politics. This is just a continuation of not one but two failed impeachments. They're trying to criminalize being opposed to the Democratic Party agenda, and it's wrong, and it's got to stop.
And Liz Cheney not helping her cause. I mean, is she going to have to turn Democrat now?
She's a Cheney running for re-election in Wyoming, where that name is gold. Let's just say it's not going to be as easy for her as it should have been.
Mm-hmm. But you see her getting reelected regardless.
We'll
leave it there. Bill Pasco, thank you, buddy. Take care.
Soft rock or classic rock, R&B, hip hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Get it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 117-12, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-877, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
That holy night in Bethlehem, all the angels sang. Mary had a little lamb, and Jesus was his name.
Oh, what a great line, huh? I mean, who would have thought? You know, Rod Atkins was talking about when he came up with the idea, you know, he mentioned Mary Had a Little Lamb. Oh, that's just a nursery rhyme. But, boy, this brings a whole new dimension, an idea of this nursery rhyme that Mary had a little lamb and Jesus was his name. Well, takes you right into Bethlehem and sets the stage for where we are right now in this Christmas season. Hey, welcome back. Good to have you with us. We've got Chris Chmielinski from Numbers USA joining us. Hey, Chris, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. Merry Christmas. We love this time of year. Great time and season, even in the midst of all that is going on that is political and what's happening and not happening on the southern border. The president's polling is a disaster, and immigration, his failing in immigration, is the big drag on this poll, is what they tell us.
Yeah. And essentially, you know, we have no immigration enforcement mechanism right now. So, you know, we continue to see record levels of illegal border crossings, and Biden's policies are in effect, has just stopped all enforcement. So if you cross the border illegally, you get caught, they release you with a promise to show up in court someday way, 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 way off in the future, and you don't have to worry about it. You're not going to get deported under this administration.
Right. And the other diabolical thing, and I know this kind of puts a tinfoil hat on all of us that bring this up, but you can't help but address this issue, is these late night flights, or however Jen Psaki wants to refer to them, dark of night, no manifest, you know, and we're just shipping immigrants into the interior of the country. And, you know, it's interesting to see that the way these flights are happening, you know, without even the knowledge of governors, and it seems like what they're doing is being strategic in these flights and dropping these immigrants into states they want to convert.
You know, pretty much the same type of strategy that they did, and they kind of fell into the strategy in California. It just kind of evolved, and now it's brilliant. And California's become the poster child for the Democratic Party. And just saying, you know, don't we all wish that, the United States would be just like California, a one-party state, and we just tell the people what to do, and they just comply.
Right. Well, it might end up backfiring on them because you mentioned the polling and the president's numbers are certainly tanking. And one thing that we've really seen is this massive shift from amongst Hispanics away from the Democrats and towards the Republican Party. And there's always been this thought and I'll be let's be honest here. It's the Republicans think it too. That the way to win the Hispanic vote is to grant amnesty to.
And I've been yelling and screaming about that forever. I said, you do not know Hispanics. I mean, it's kind of like when I was brought back behind the microphone 12 years ago, I had two syndicators come to me, Chris, and they so ignorantly said, we've never heard of a conservative Hispanic before. I said, you've got to be kidding me. What silo have you been locked into? I mean, you'd be surprised. The majority of Hispanics are conservative. They believe in family values. They believe they're small business people. They're entrepreneurs. And what's happening is their communities are the ones that are getting inundated with MS-13 gang members. Because why? You know, because of the language. And, that's where they're comfortable. They're not going to go out there and camp out in Nancy Pelosi's zip code or Chuck Schumer's, housing area. And his gated community. I mean, it's not going to happen. But they're going to be able to go into these Hispanic communities, and they're the ones whose daughters are being, abducted and pulled into sex trafficking, and their young sons are being inundated as, with drugs, illegal drugs, and being addicted to drugs and all that. They see, what's going on, and the American dream is deteriorating right before their eyes. And so this is kind of like their last stand in some regard, and these numbers that they put out that pretty much now it's 50-50 in terms of the support for Republicans and Democrats. But I think that somebody's got their finger on the scale here a little bit, because I think that number is probably much more dramatic than what they would want us to think. But they're freaking out, to your point.
Yeah, and you focused on the public safety issue, but it's not just it's not just that. It seeps into the workplace. You mentioned Hispanic Americans tend to be entrepreneurial, and you're right. Think about the second or third generation Hispanic American who has down in Texas who has started his or her own landscaping company, and now they find themselves competing against another landscaping company that's hiring recent illegal border crossers. And undercutting wages and because of that being able to undercut the bid prices and things like that. I mean, it's affecting them economically and in the pocketbook too. You talked about the relocation, the midnight flight into some of these states. Guess who flips the bill when those illegal aliens land in those states and start using public services? It's the taxpayers.
Yeah, the taxpayers and the people that need it most are the ones that are compromised. And this is, reinforced in your boss's book, Roy Beck, Back of the Hiring Line. Now, he looked at a 200-year history of immigration surges, employer bias and depression of black wealth. But when you talk about this, you can align this with what's happening in the Hispanic community. I mean, there's lots of relevance of what he writes about here, for Hispanics and minorities, because it's a model. And it's a infrastructure that by design does not serve American citizens, people who are here, and even people who are here legally. Chris, I mean, this is not a win-win proposition. And you wonder, you go, well, what's happening here? What is driving this illegality? Is it just all about cheap labor at the expense of people who have been paying their dues beforehand? What is going on? But this is what's happening is minorities, whether people of color, black
Blacks, Browns, they're seeing and they're analyzing this and going, wait a minute, this is not working for us. And, you know, and I think on one hand, I know a lot of Republicans and conservatives are freaking out over the Biden administration. But I think it's kind of a hallelujah moment in a way, Chris, because they're fully exposed here. There's no sleight of hand. It is what it is, and it's right in your eyes. I mean, who cares if the mainstream media reports on it or not? They don't have to. It's too revelatory. I mean, it's out there. And you don't need to do a deep dive into the subject. You can see it for yourself. But, meanwhile, Joe Biden and Jen Psaki and the rest of these ideologues, claim that, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes, right? Or your lying pocketbook.
right, exactly. And I think as long as the Democrats continue to look at Hispanics as just a one issue group, that the only thing they care about is amnesty. And, you know, you listen to some of these floor speeches that Dick Durbin and Chuck Schumer make on the floor of the United States Senate, and they say, you know, they clean our bathrooms and clean our hotel rooms and mow our lawns. It's just
how condescending.
I think you're
how condescending. Exactly.
Like, we're not here just to mow the lawn of rich white people's lawns. We want to become doctors and lawyers and work our way up and pursue the American dream, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is they are doing this. The success stories, doctors and scientists, and their contribution to NASA. I mean, it just the success stories are abounding, but they don't want to talk about that, and they want to put everybody in the back of the bus. And again, it's quite telling for them to say, okay, yeah, we've got brown people here, and we're happier here to clean up our hotel rooms.
right.
Yeah, give me a break. I mean, and the deal is that this is where Hispanics are waking up and going, I don't quite understand English very well, but did he just insult us? yes, he just insulted you.
Right. Yeah. And I think they're getting it, and the American people are certainly getting it. We had the new Wall Street Journal poll, I think it was, that came out that found that it's not the economy, it's immigration is actually the number one issue right now, the number one concern amongst voters heading into a midterm election year. And you're right, the mainstream media is barely covering what's happening down on the border. But people are finding their news in other outlets, and it's certainly having an impact. And, the water cooler conversations at workplaces and things like that, people recognize that this is an issue and the administration really isn't doing anything about it.
Kind of amazing, Chris, when you think about it. It wasn't that long ago, Donald Trump broke into the scene, and one of the big issues was immigration. He was going to build the wall. And, I mean, what else do you need to know? Here's an outsider who comes out of nowhere, so to speak, becomes president of the United States, didn't pay his dues, wasn't a governor, wasn't a senator. He went straight from big business and Madison Avenue as a builder in Manhattan to the White House. Boy, and they cried foul. They just didn't like that. They thought it was so totally unfair that somebody, an outsider, would come in and take over the number one chair in the country, right?
Right.
But he understood. He understood the number one problem in the country. He understood that America needed to win again. Well, in less than a year, America is losing. And we're losing it every turn. And how many more losses are we going to put up with?
Right. So it will be interesting to see as we start heading towards 2024. Do you see Republican follow the mold of Trump on immigration, or do they go back to their establishment ways of, we need to increase legal immigration and think about granting amnesty to everyone because mass roundups and deportations doesn't work.
Got to leave it there. Chris Chmielewski, thank you, buddy.
Are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift. An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting.